92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's a lot of amazing benefits to all the technology we have available to us these days, but that has come with a price tag. One of the most bizarre things to me is that people don't own their music anymore. I still have a huge library of CDs. I still buy CDs. I have a lot of rare vinyl albums. I like that I can touch my music. But you're probably leasing your music, paying a monthly fee so you can listen through any internet-connected device anytime, anywhere, which I gotta be honest is really cool. The downside, in addition to having to pay for it each month, is that most of the services still interrupt your playlist with commercials, and Gen Z people today have started to really hate that. So, they're going old school. Young adults from 15 to 30, even up to 40 years old, have begun downloading the songs they want to have, and they're transitioning to iPods or other MP3 players to avoid the subscription costs and the commercials. It's kind of a big indicator that they're getting a bit fed up with today's technology, specifically the intrusive nature of today's technology, and they're looking for ways to disconnect from it. Apple hasn't released a new iPod since 2019, but those are in high demand right now and are one of the most popular and fastest selling things on eBay this year. If you've got an old one you don't want anymore, you could make some money by selling it.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.